Okay, so William, just finished your dressage here at the Alltech World Equestrian Games, looking pretty pleased with that one.
Yeah, I was delighted with him. He did a superb test, and you know, for where he's a 10-year-old, his first championship, and when I was here in the spring, I didn't enter my head he could be coming back here in the autumn. So he's come a long way, and he's a superb horse, and hopefully, you know, I'd be very happy if he finishes on that score on the end of Sunday.
Because he finished with 41.8, is that a good score for him?
Yeah, he's on a par with his spring performance here, but I think the standard is obviously higher, and I think, you know, you've got some fantastic horses here, so you know, hopefully they'll not give too many marks in the 30s, apart from to the other Brits in the team. But I think, you know, there's a long way to go. We're just quarter of the way through now.
And a word on the horse, because he looked so calm at the end when the crowd roars at the end, and he just didn't seem bothered by it at all.
He's a lovely, calm horse. I think that's a real asset of his. Makes him fun to ride. It makes him easy to ride. And he's the same in all the phases. He'll be the same on the cross-country course. He'll be the same in the start box. He's just a horse that takes it in his stride. And I think that is one of his strengths, actually. He's touch wood, he's very dependable.
And you've got such good memories here, winning the Rolex here in the spring. Have you had a chance to look at the course? How does it compare to May?
I think it's, you know, you have to be very careful when you come back to a place that, you know, not to be complacent, but it is very different, so there's no danger of that. There's the same feel. There's a lot of the questions are very much similar to questions you've met before, but it's more a kind of similarity with Mike Yes's courses that we've all grown familiar with. If you were at Blenheim last week, there's still a feel of his influence there. So it's very much in line with his other courses. It's very fair, it's very demanding, but I think it's in front of you, and it's there to be jumped, and it's there to be attacked.
And quite a hot day today, expected to be quite warm on the weekend. Is the weather going to play any part?
I think it could do. You know, it's warm enough, and the terrain here is always tough, and the horses need to be fit. But if it's, you know, if it's warm and the ground's good, could be cold and the ground could be very wet. So any which way, you've got to be prepared when you come to Kentucky that the course is very demanding and your horse needs to be very fit.
And finally, you've been to numerous World Equestrian Games. This is the first time the World Equestrian Games out of Europe. How does it compare to the other ones?
I think it's the two I've been to are Jerez and Aachen, and the venue here is hugely different. It's vast, it's several times the size. Has a fantastic feel. I think the great thing for the horses here is that there's so many arenas to work in. You can do hacking, you can have a much nicer time on the days when you're not training hard. And whereas when you were in Jerez and Aachen, you were very restricted on space and it was very intense with all the other disciplines. So here there's a huge feeling of space and it gives it a tremendous atmosphere. But I think, you know, the stadium itself is fantastic, and it's exciting to be here.